This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jim Nance here. You are looking live. This is better than the Masters. This is a law and order. This is security. This is removing temptation from people who see the promised land across a mountain and say, I want to go there, and end up risking life and limb to do it. It's incredible. The only wall built in the Trump administration, new wall, is right here where we are. Sullen Park, New Mexico, near El Paso, Texas. And one of the reasons it happened is our next guest, Steve Bannon from We Build the Wall, Inc. It's a momentous day at the border. Congratulations, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for coming down here. Every town's a border town. That's where we love to get guys from the upper plains to come down here and see what's happened on the southern border. You know, this would not have happened without President Trump making this a national priority. You know, the courts, the Congress, everybody's fighting him. He's got authorization now, I think, to build, a couple of hundred miles, and he's grinding through it. I think they're out in Yuma and part of the desert coming. We really focus on We Build the Wall on those areas that the Army Corps of Engineers, for whatever reason, or the government has decided that either it's private property and they're not going to build it, or too difficult to build. This one right here was pointed out by Border Patrol. Been passed on because it was off a side of a mountain. We're here at Mount Cristo Rey, really at mile marker one, where the Rio Grande River stops being the border of the United States. And from here, from this marker right there, all the way to San Diego is mountain and desert. And
700 miles, right?
Long haul. And so it was providential, they told us. And so, you know, it was providential that we found this. It was providential that the Border Patrol pointed it out. And I tell you what's so great, besides all the hoopla from the politicians, the people down here in El Paso, Sunland Park, in southern New Mexico, and even in Mexico, they realize that the way to get border security, you have to break the backs of these cartels. This is a crime-infested region right now, what it didn't used to be decades ago. The people talk about Juarez. El Paso and Juarez are right next to each other on the border. Juarez being a great border town.
2.5 million people over there.
No, this is one of the things that we're trying. This is why the whole purpose of this conference. The conference today has got the best experts in the country on immigration. And one of the things is to alert people in the United States about the scale of this problem. This is a huge, El Paso is a very big city, great university, University of Texas, El Paso. And it's got Juarez right next to it, which has now become, I think, the 37th most dangerous city in the world, which used to be just a quiet, I think they called it the Las Vegas of the border. It was a town that had entertainment, a lot of things you could do off hours, and now it's crime infested because of the cartels. 37th most dangerous, I think 37th most highest homicide rate in the world, and because of the cartels. And that's why this wall was built. Basically two-thirds, three-quarters of a mile straight up a mountain. They said it couldn't be done, and did it in 4 days.
Tommy Fisher, of course, is a North Dakota boy.
Yeah. We ought to be pretty proud of, hey, North Dakota showed a lot of folks. Here's what it did. We retained. We went to McAllen, Texas, which is really the heart of the Rio Grande Valley, with where the border problem is, to have our first board meeting in February. And we brought Eric Prince, John Moran, General Spaulding, and we pulled some heavyweights onto this to help Brian Colfage, the founder and leader, to come up with this. And we were looking at different areas of Arizona, etc., but we retained the Israeli company that did the Gaza and did Sinai at the border. And the one thing they impress upon us is that it's just not a wall. You have to have a complete total security system, and that's why you see here it's super high tech. You've got the access road, which the Border Patrol wants. You've got the fiber optics down below. You've got the rebar, the reinforced steel. This is the state-of-the-art steel. It's pre-cut beforehand, so you just roll in. You don't cut on site, so you take your time with the welds. You've got the tools.
These are different than our military. We don't have the best, right?
Border Patrol needs it.
You know, I was talking to Brandon last night, the fellow from the who is a Border Patrol agent.
Brandon Judd, yeah.
And he heads up the Border Patrol Union.
Great
and
American.
Tommy Fisher has been told again and again by the Corps, don't bid road into your bids. We don't want road. We don't want a road. That's what he's being told by the Corps of Engineers, right? So the Border Patrol union head, you know what he said last night? He like a kid on Christmas morning with that road.
Yeah.
He's like, this would change our life.
Well, look at the access. I mean, for instant access. They bang right down there. This was, I mean, look at, there's no road. We're in the brickyard, and there's no other road. There's no other road around here. So you these guys need instant access because things are happening.
I want to ask you one last thing. Donald Trump Jr. will be here today.
Have we already broken that news? Is that out there? Are we breaking news?
Yeah, it's one of those kind of...
I guess we're breaking news here.
For security reasons, it's not widely known, but nobody in North Dakota means any harm for...
I hope your Twitter feed, okay.
So here's... I mean, you mentioned already the president is the reason this wall is built. I agree with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy that took all the flack during the campaign, everything else. Yet, he can't win over the swamp. He can't get them to build a wall. You guys had to build a wall. You're the only ones to build a new wall. What's the ask here today?
I think he actually is. I think there's something like 15 miles of new wall that's actually started. Remember.
Started, but not done. Yeah.
Not done, but they're started. But they've done, I think, 40 or 50 miles of wall. Remember.
Replacement wall, though. See, this is the only new wall.
Replacement wall, but I think they've got 13 miles of new wall. People, listen, this is what we're trying to highlight here with this, is that, you know, we have a little more flexibility in the government, and here's why. And this is why President Trump, he's hit from all angles. As these guys put out the bids and everything like that, the ACLU, all these groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all the groups, the pro open borders groups are all over them in court things for environmental stuff. We deal with, we are fortunate. Remember, we're like a little bit like the special forces compared to big army. You know, big army, the president and the Army Corps of Engineers and the government has a massive mandate to build a wall on the southern border. That is not an insignificant task. As you can see here today, folks got to understand, it's one of the reasons we want to highlight to America, it's just not so simple as coming down and, you know, and putting a wall in your yard. This is a very tough area of the country. Not only do you have all the problems in northern Mexico, it's just physically desert and mountain. I mean, it's tough down here. Also, you have all the environmental guys jumping all over the government that got him in court all the time, everything like that. We just go to areas the private citizens own, in that we can, you know, in working with whatever the laws are, the regulations, work with private citizens and get these things built and get them built quickly. So we're like the special forces. We're never going to be a solution for the overall problem. That is what the president is fighting. And look, he just needs the support. That's why 2020 is so important. That's why we have this conference here today. The conference is to say, this is more than just a wall. Now, we're guys here to build a wall, but this issue is so complicated and so detailed, right? You have asylum, you have migration, you have economic migrants,
cartels.
Central America, you have cartels, you have the politics of it, you have the economics of it. It's a complicated thing. And this is what today, we've got the best groups. We've got the Center for Immigration Studies. We have Numbers USA. We have Dave Bossi. We have Corey Lewandowski. We have Shali Kumar is coming, giving a great talk to the Hindu Republican Coalition to talk about globally the importance of what this means for the southern border of the United States, sending a moral message about how what sovereignty is, what the rule of law is. So this is a complicated issue. We're on the right side of history in this. This wall has to be built, right? We need this as part. It's not a total solution, but it's the beginning of a solution, and you can't get away from that. And this is the other concept we want to get at here this weekend. When people leave here, they'll realize every town in America is a border town. The El Paso and McAllen, Texas, and Nogales, Arizona, and Demings, New Mexico, and Yuma, Arizona, that these are El Centro, California. It's just not the problem of those residents and those citizens, your fellow citizens of those areas. This is a national crisis, and it's a national crisis because the criminality of really what a paramilitary force is. These cartels have just as much firepower as most militaries in the world. I've argued for a long time, as bad and tough as the situation is in Afghanistan, and my daughter was an Army captain from West Point. I was a naval officer over there 40 years ago in the Persian Gulf. As bad as that situation is, the war against the cartels here is a national security issue for the United States. We've got people, a whole panel tomorrow on just that.
Did I lose my feed?
You might have. I've got to bounce, brother.
Okay, I know you got to go. Cool. Thanks, man. Come back. Yep.
Next, I just want to, I think we can marshal the offering of listeners to the Jewish, write the checks.
For $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-618-3753. That's 800-618-3753. Again, 800-618-3753.
March 20th, 1939, the Nazis set fire to thousands of paintings and sculptures in Berlin. The heinous atrocities committed against artists on that day have been lost in the mist of time, overshadowed by the unspeakable book burnings of May 10th, 1933. And now history is repeating itself, not in Germany, but in the United States. The San Francisco School Board voted to destroy an historic fresco of George Washington because it included images of slaves and a dead Native American. School leaders say it's about making reparations.
I'm hearing Todd Starnes. Is that coming from Kingsport?
Then they said about banning books like Huckleberry Finn, House on the Prairie. And now they're coming after
historic paintings. Turn Todd's channel down then if you would. And I don't know why that was up, but I'm sorry about that, folks. I thought we went to... Didn't see the time. Steve Bannon is, as you can tell, a genius. You know, he is an absolute genius when it comes to this. He's going to come back and join us a little later. He had to get going anyway because he's actually opening the symposium at the Wall. And you can watch that, by the way, WeBuildTheWall.us. Todd is at the North Dakota State Fair. One final day for the What's On Your Mind broadcast from the Dakota Town Stage. We'll talk to Todd when we come back, find out how things are going. Tommy Fisher is going to join us, Senator Kevin Cramer, and the usual Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Summit Park, New Mexico today, and the North Dakota State Fair. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is at the North Dakota State Fair. I am at Sunland Park, New Mexico. Just had a fascinating conversation with Steve Bannon, who leads the We Build the Wall board. It's really led by the founder of it, is a fellow by the name of Brian Colfage. Brian's a triple amputee. We've had him on the program a number of times. But Steve has certainly brings some experience to the board, himself a former naval officer and obviously top advisor to the president, and they're getting some wall built. So this is a fascinating conversation for sure. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the energy of North Dakota. You know, I was just reading a news report about just how much oil is produced in the United States of America. And I don't know if you've seen these numbers lately, but what started in North Dakota is everybody going, what is happening, has obviously continued in other shale plays to the point now the U.S. crude oil exports are at an all-time high of 3.3 million barrels per day. That's the numbers for June. Total exports for the month, 8.4 million barrels per day, according to the monthly report from API. Now, that's a 3.6% increase from May and 7.9% from June last year. So 8% more than last year, and again, all-time highs. And all of that happening in communities that are growing, that there's more opportunities, there's more jobs, there's just a lot going on. Find out more about all of that at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Well, I'm a little jealous, Todd, because I'm in the middle of a desert. It's hot. I can't even see my clock. The clock, I literally, I got to, like, you know, get an umbrella to be able to see the clock here. And you're looking at corn dogs and cheese curds.
Are you in a desert on a horse with no name?
It has a name. It's called We Build the Wall.
I was going to say it's called The Wall. You know what? A couple more days yet of the North Dakota State Fair. Of course, last night was Rick Springfield, and I actually got a picture of Jesse's girl, which I'll post on our What's in Your Mind page, so you'll want to make sure to check for that. But, of course, tonight, Tim McGraw and Scott's favorite band with the remake of Africa, Toto's old Africa, Weezer, is coming up tomorrow. Of course, yeah, you bet, all the mini donuts you can handle, all of the all the usual fair food, Tubby's Burgers, shout out to Tubby's. Best burger of any state fair, of any county fair. So, yeah, make your way to Minot today, tomorrow, the last couple of days. Scott, we've got sunshine and a nice gentle breeze. I don't know why you had to go so close to the sun. You could have been here at the North Dakota State Fair. But
I'm telling you, yesterday we were out from underneath the tent a lot and taking folks up and down. Tommy Fisher and I were doing the shuttles. We took Corey Lewandowski up and David Bossy up and people that had not been up there before, including, by the way, the head of the Border Patrol Union, someone you see on Fox News quite often, has been a real advocate for building this wall. Incredible. I mean, to see how they react, it's phenomenal. But, yeah, we were out in the scorcher sun and trying to dodge rattlesnakes to take a look around the wall. But there's 3.5 million people on each side of this border wall. I mean, this is the most populous area with border wall, and Tommy Fisher and his crew built it on the side of a mountain. And you've seen pictures, Todd, and I've seen pictures, but there's nothing like this. I could use that splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, that we're giving away here right now. You think you can get that shipped down here in time to cool off for the weekend? Did we lose Todd?
Oh, I'm here. Here's somebody's coming up here wondering, I want to get my book signed by Scott Hennig. Should I just write your name in?
No, I think you should sign it. I'll do you one better. I'll sign it. Todd Mitchell will sign it.
How's that one better?
Trust me.
I don't know if that's one better. Sorry. Scott, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I missed it. I missed hearing what you said because somebody was coming up here wanting a copy of Scott Hennon's book signed by Scott today. And I told him, well, you're going to have to run down to the wall today to make that happen. But, you know, we can make that happen.
You know, every once in a while we do caller clinics where we instruct people when you call the show, kind of, you know, what you do when somebody answers the phone and what you do when you once you get on the air and all of that. We could maybe do a little clinic for folks that are at the State Fair or any time that we're broadcasting live. If we have the headsets on, it generally means we're on the radio. So we're not able to have two conversations at once. Well, first of all, we're guys. We couldn't do that anyway. But we, you know, add the radio element in it, and you're just like, you feel helpless because people come up and talk to you not realizing you, A, can't hear them because your headphones are on, and B, you're talking into a microphone. But we love them all, and I would just suggest
you just sign it, Todd, and then the next time I see that person, I'll sign it, and then we'll both have signed it, and it'll be good. What I asked you was if you could arrange for the splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 that we're giving away to be shipped down here.
That would be handy down there, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, you're in a desert. So if we filled up a pool and put it down there in the desert, does it immediately dry up?
It wouldn't take long. Yes, it would not take long. I think that's called evaporation, if I have to go back to science class. But yeah, I think that's, you know, what would happen.
Oh, God, don't make me do that. I did terrible the first time around.
I would actually be inclined to turn it into a business opportunity, you know, where you charge people, I don't know, $25 for half an hour in the pool. And because
you know, speaking of splash pools, we'll be giving one away on What's in Your Mind at 10:30 on Monday. You can still sign up for that.
You can. You can do that right where Todd's at until the end of the show today. And you can also, and by the way, that's at State Fair Park, so easy to find, right by the big white tent when you come in. But you can also go to the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 booth and talk to Vince and Dan Hammer and Ben and all the crew over there. They'll help you out over there and make sure you register for the pool, and we're giving that away. It's a $10,000 value, kind of a neat prize, folks, and we'll give that away. We'll draw the winner on Monday. So get registered this weekend at the North Dakota State Fair. Speaking of being in the pool, Todd, I got to tell you this. So last night, there's a at the top of this, I mean, I can't really explain this without you seeing it, but you basically are, the wall goes up a mountain, and there's a road next to the mountain. And so if you think of the highest point you've ever been on, like a roller coaster, only you're in a vehicle and you're coming down and you're like, I don't want to do this. I can't do this. That's how high up it is, okay? So you can see for a long way. The Rio Grande River is the border between Mexico and the United States for a good chunk of Texas, right? And right here in New Mexico, it splits off into California where it's not the Rio Grande River anymore. But you can see the Rio Grande River from here very well. Last night, yesterday afternoon, in this excruciating heat down here, I watched, I would say, nearly 100 different people over about a two-hour span swimming like we would swim, you know, at a recreation area at a resort in the Rio Grande River, which is just a mud hole.
It's the only pool you got. I guess you got to go with it, but wow.
I know. I just felt...
That water's got to be warm.
I felt a great deal of empathy for the way of life in Mexico, and you know, you get a little better sense of that when you look across the Juarez, Mexico, which is right through the... I'm literally looking at it right now through the border wall, compared to, you know, the United States of America. I mean, there's a reason people want to come here. The idea is just do this legally and lawfully, and that's why we're here today, hoping Donald Trump Jr.'s visit down here and the other officials will continue to move this conversation along so we can get some things done. But you go ahead and have a little food fair break. Lucky guy, you.
I'd bring a tubby burger back, but you know, you and I both know it would never make it back. So
let's check in with you in a little bit. Questions or comments? All welcome right, today great. On What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, and more of our guests from here. Call me, 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Change in plans. President Trump now says he will sign a bill extending funding for sickened 9/11 first responders on Monday. Reports had been the president was going to be signing it today, flanked by some 9/11 responders. New York corrections officials still not detailing how they believe child sex trafficker and Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was injured. He was found on the floor of his cell two nights ago in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. A lawyer for his cellmate says it wasn't his client's fault that Epstein was injured.
Nick had nothing to do with harming anybody in any facility, including Mr. Epstein, and he was not questioned about assaulting Mr. Epstein.
Lawyer Bruce Barkett spoke on NBC's Today Show. Another theory is Epstein's wounds were self-inflicted. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
(701) 258-0550 on what's on your mind. Questions or comments on anything today? Welcome on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the weekly talk radio town hall with your questions on that. We are at the border. We being me. Scott Hennett live at the We Build the Wall demonstration. This is an actual wall built by Tommy Fisher and his crew in about 10 days, by the way. Tommy's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. But if you have any questions about any of this, certainly welcome to give us a ring, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by Pipers. And by the way, Tides of the State Fair, I should mention as well, in our fair broadcast, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, giving away a $10,000 splash pool, C1 displayed. It's actually a larger version of the, they have several sizes of those. You can find those right at the Hot Spring Spas Pool Tables, too, booth. They have hot tubs. Of course, the only one you'd ever want to buy, a hot spring spa. And there's also a lot of great patio furniture and a splash pool set up, so check that out. But we're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. They have a lot of online machinery auctions in queue right now, land auctions too. You can go to Pipers.com, get the scoop on that, or call 877-700-4099. Get yourself a catalog. Early in August, a Bowman, North Dakota commercial auction. There's a Claremont Retirement Equipment and Shop Tools auction. Nelson County, 400 acres, coming up August 14th. Towner County on the 14th. There's also the Renner Estate Farm Machinery Auction. That's out of Montana. And that'll be the 22nd of August. Clay County, Minnesota, big bushel bin complex. That'll be the end of the month. Mobile Home Park Auction, the end of August. So they're going to be busy. And then mark your calendars for September 5th. For the Western Minnesota Pipers auction. That'll be equipment auction in Ada, Minnesota. And they're going to do that in September also in Bowman, North Dakota, September 20th. Pipers.com. Check that out. You can text Todd or me at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Tommy Fisher in just a moment. Jay is on the road. Jay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you had heard anything from the Corps, any feedback on that road that they did not want included in the bid, since the guy from the Border Patrol said it was a good idea and a real good thing.
Yeah, interesting point, Jay. Tommy Fisher is here, and Tommy's actually one that has heard, as well as Senator Cramer has heard, and I can't wait to tell Senator Cramer later that, you know, just give the Corps what they want. If they don't want road, don't give them road. Yet you talk to the guy that actually represents the men in the field, and last night we got a very different story, didn't we, Tommy?
We sure did, Scott. Yep. Once he saw it and we went up 31% grade and they could see it in their own eyes that they could patrol with a vehicle, a Tahoe, you name it.
So what, to Jay's question, now what? Do you go back to the Corps with that? Or
I think that's been the problem since day one when you have too many government bureaucracies involved in the middle. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand needs. and now it's time to put an end to it. Right here we have the model, and it works, and they can touch it, feel it, squeeze it, and I think now it's going to come from, you know, the bottom up and saying this is what we deserve and this is what we need.
Jay, the way I'd answer it, I could be a little less diplomatic than Tommy because he has to work with these folks, but it's the swamp. It's the swamp. This is how they operate. They don't care. They want what they want, and, you know, screw the agents. What do they know? We're building it. We're paying for it. It's crazy. Now, by the way, Department of Homeland Security is the customer. Okay, and the Department of Homeland Security would be the mothership for Customs and Border Patrol. So they've got issues themselves because DHS actually should be asking the Corps for road.
Correct. Well, actually, DHS should be listening to their own border agents, and the border agents say we need the road, and then they should demand that.
And, of course, what Senator Kramer's been pushing for is to cut the Corps out of it altogether, that DHS would just contract with contractors like you and others to get rid of one of those layers, right?
Correct. And I think it comes back down to the government is by putting the road in, it's one extra, you know, piece to the construction puzzle. So do it. Find a contractor who can do it all.
Anything else, Jay?
No, I think they found a contractor who can do it and get it done.
I heard that. We're looking at their work right here. And it is a sight to behold. Check it out. They'll have coverage all day at WeBuildTheWall.us tomorrow, too. So it's worth watching. It's an amazing. In fact, the stage that they've got set up in the tent that I'm in right now, and they're going to start here after a little while, the view is back up the road that we're talking about, right behind them. It looks like it looks like it's fake. It's not. It's real. Tommy's got some equipment back there, too, so it's worth checking out. Thanks, Jay. Others welcome at 701-258-0550. I just talked to Steve Bannon. Steve is saying, we're special forces. We're going to go into the areas where it's most needed, raise the funds for that, and we'll do that. The Corps, they're going to do what they're going to do, and it'll be a much longer process, and people now realize that. That seems like settling to me. You know, I get there's plenty of problem areas to build, and if you can build like this, why wouldn't you build in the problem areas first, right? But why not the whole thing? Especially when you're doing it as cost-efficiently as you are.
Exactly. And the Fisher Industries team can do both. I can build every mile that the Corps wants very efficiently and effectively, and then also do the special force jobs for We Build the Wall and the places that they said they can't. So bottom line is I think people have to put their foot down and demand performance. And if you don't perform, it's just like athletics or sports or anything else, right? You're taken out of the game.
I would like to think that's how our tax dollars, are utilized. That there's some accountability. That I don't see it. It's very, very frustrating. Now, Steve Bannon does not put this on the president. He says the president's the reason this wall's even built because he's elevated this conversation. But he is wrestling the swamp. And right now, when you're able to say that no new wall has been built with taxpayer dollars under his administration, that's a loss. That's something they need to fix and fix quick. In my mind, I'm just honest enough to say that. Paul and Bismarck, for Tommy Fisher, go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
I come at this from a little different perspective. I actually worked on the wall with the U.S. Army from 1996 to 1997 in California. We were at Tecate then we maintained the roads for the custom agents, which is really important for those people. The wall that was put in California, they used recycled landing mats from World War II, had the Marines weld these things together. It was so structurally unsound, it was an eyesore. Why would we even do something like that? But nobody, I've never heard nobody bring this up. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's what they're replacing right now with some of the landing mats. But
oh,
with
my
the technology.
It was terrible.
Oh, and by the way, is that not Vietnam-era war surplus?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was used to land. It was runways in Vietnam. They brought it back here and used it to secure the border.
Well, it just goes to show you even back then what the need was for a wall, that they would try to use anything to stop what was going on.
You might as well use tinfoil.
Well, that's correct. But
it was so bad. There was so much graffiti written on it. Why wouldn't you write graffiti on it? It was looked so terrible. Why would you want something that looks halfway decent? I'm just stunned.
Well, and that's our point today is that's why we're fighting so hard. Why would you use carbon steel that you know is going to wear out in 20 years? And that's what they're doing
exactly.
That right now. And we have the ability to bring all weathering steel that will last 85 years. You know, those are the things that you know, as a contractor, if you fall right in line and you build something that you know down the way in your heart that you're an expert at that won't work, you have to speak up. And when I spoke up, it probably cost our company building jobs, you know, for the government. But today, I believe when everyone sees what we built, you know, action talks and BS walks. And I think that's what they're going to see here today. And now there's so many agents that have seen it from the different sectors and say, this is what we can have. If I was an agent, I'd demand, you want me to protect your life? You give me the tools to protect. You know, and they see it firsthand here. Scott was with them, you know, yesterday, so you can see this ain't fake news here, what's going on. This is the real deal.
It will stay with me the rest of my life, seeing the reaction from the head of the Border Patrol Union. Incredible. I mean, the guy was speechless. And this is, you know, he's no slouch. He's represented, I mean, he's a media star. He's on a lot of places. He obviously is savvy and been in the middle of a lot of battles. He was blown away.
Well, and just like when I saw your expression when you saw it the first time, Scott, and you know the capabilities of Fisher.
Please don't repeat on the radio my exact words.
Because, correct.
Yeah.
Holy, holy. But
yeah, keep it holy. Yeah,
it
that's
was
right.
Very holy.
Yeah.
But and then other people that are in construction that shake your hand and say, from someone in the business, it's unbelievable.
There was, yeah, a guy here last night.
Correct.
Yeah, came up, said,
it's
hey,
unbelievable.
I'm in the construction business, and Tommy, what you've done here is unbelievable.
And so to me, that's a compliment, but it's a compliment to the hard workers of North Dakota all over the country, our Hispanic workforce, white workforce, Indian workforce, you name it. We all came out here with a mission, and that's what we'll do. And I think it's only a matter of time, because you can only try to hide it for so long, and success will, or production and productivity will find its way to the top.
You and I were chatting on the way over here this morning, and you were talking about your remarks for the symposium today based on, you know, the wall really removing a temptation, which ultimately, of course, if it removes the temptation and then you don't try, can save lives. Can you know, it's humanitarian to put this here. Talk about what you mean by removing the temptation.
Well, I think there's temptation all around. There's always tempted to take the easy way. But if you remove the temptation, you remove it from the people that may be talked into by the cartel to come over and be exploited. You move the temptation to possibly a border agent that might want to turn the other way because something's wrong and they can get to him because of the cameras they're watching. You move the temptation of just people trying to beat the system. But most of all, what you do when you remove that temptation is you force Congress to act, because in the end, America is all about supply and demands and basic economics. If we need people that need to be in this country to help us produce, they're going to have to change the immigration laws to get those in. But you come in right. But then the other thing is, you remove temptation from people judging someone by their skin color or anything else. Because the people that are here, if there was a wall from sea to shining sea, everyone can hold their head high as an American.
Phenomenal. And I think that's the messaging. I think that's the discussion that needs to happen in this country. And now that you've shown what can be done, it's a sight to behold. I hope more folks will get a chance to get engaged in this. There's a little boy I'm going to talk to in a little bit who I met last night that raised $25,000 selling hot chocolate in his neighborhood and donated to the wall. He saw President Trump in the State of the Union and said, I want to help him, decided to sell hot chocolate and raise $25,000. I mean, I figured, somebody said, ask him how much he raised. Did you say that? Ask him how much he raised. I'm like, yeah, okay. Say it again. I thought you were saying, you know, $2,500. $25,000. That's the kind of passion we need from the American public. I know North Dakotans are invested in this because of Fisher Industries as well and wanting to secure the border. It's darn important. So we'll just keep plugging, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll see you on stage in a few minutes. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries folks, on What's On Your Mind. We are live at the North Dakota State Fair. Todd Mitchell's up there. We're going to check in with him again at the top of the hour. Kevin Kramer coming up. So questions, comments for him. Plus more from Sunland Park, New Mexico. We build the wall in an incredible couple of days here telling the story of this effort. More on all of that coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kwong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kwong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kwong today and ask for the report. Collins & Kwong, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kwong is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell, the founder of My Pillow. Mike's been in the news lately. Some reports he was going to run against Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. I saw my Fox and Friends this morning say, I don't know where that came from, but that's not likely to happen. But he is doing a lot of great things. His book is coming out. He has a recovery network that he's been working on. He told us about that a year ago. But here's what he does better than anything. Make pillows. Make pillows, and right now two for the price of one. Well, actually, it's better than that. $69.98, that's the lowest price ever. Okay? So that puts it at $35 a pillow. Never been offered on radio or TV anything like it. 800-506-9028, mypillow.com. So our next guest is a entrepreneur. And there's not many entrepreneurs that I know that are his age. But he has proven what a great little entrepreneur that he is by supporting the effort that we're in Sunland Park to talk about. Tell everybody what your name is.
Benton Stevens.
And Benton, you're from where?
Austin, Texas.
And how old are you, Benton?
7.
7 years old. Okay. So how is it you decided to pay attention to the President of the United States, politics, the border wall? How did you get into this?
We went to the inaugural.
Did you go?
Inauguration.
Okay.
And then me and my brother were wearing Make America Great Again hats, and then three girls in pink hats started making fun of us, so I decided to stop wearing hats. And then I watched the State of the Union address, and I decided to do a lemonade stand.
Yeah, those pink hat-wearing ladies are a little angry, and that's kind of rude that they would do that to you and your friends, but it started something good. So you watch the State of the Union, and you hear President Trump say what? What was he saying?
He was saying that we need to build a wall.
We need to build a wall. And then, so you said, I'm going to do my part?
Yeah.
And what did you decide to do?
A lemonade stand.
Okay. You decided, the first thing you wanted to do was a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it got cold, so I decided to do hot chocolate.
See, that's a good entrepreneur. The market went south on you, you're going to put out a new product. You were thinking. Very good. So you start selling hot chocolate.
Yeah.
How much hot chocolate did you sell?
About, $2 a cup, $300.
So your total raised so far for that was how much?
400 and something, 1,000.
So what was your total donation to We Build the Wall? How much money?
25,000.
One more time?
$25,000. Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's given as much money as that to the whole thing. Usually people give $100. It was built with an average of $67 donation, the entire thing, and you did $25,000 of that. How did that make you feel?
Really, I don't know.
Excited?
Yeah.
What does it feel like to actually see this wall that you helped build?
It's really cool.
What do you like best about it?
That's keeping our country safe.
Amazing, isn't it? Just the fact that it's accomplishing its goal. Did you go all the way to the top?
Yeah, I've gone all the way to the top twice.
You should. You helped build it. What are you going to do next?
I'm doing a lemonade stand.
You're going to get back to lemonade stands because it's hot again.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I want to give his website. Do you have one of those little cards?
I do.
Because I want to make sure people know what you're doing. Because I understand you're going to be selling lemonade. Like I can buy lemonade from you and make it at home,
yeah.
Right? And it has your name on it and stuff?
Yeah.
And that's Benton's?
www.bentonstand.com.
Very good. There it is. Bentonsstand.com. Plural on the Bentons. Well, you are a patriot. You know that? You're
yeah.
a patriot. 100%. I like your shirt too. He's got a Donald Trump shirt, or Donald Trump with Legos is building the wall. I wish we could build them with Legos. It'd be a little bit cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Than all the steel. Thank you, Ben.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. And keep up the great work, okay?
Okay.
7 years old. You're 7 years old.
Yeah.
That's like a 30-year-old and a 7-year-old with a 30-year-old mind. Unbelievable. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I love it. One condition we had for the interview, Benton wanted to use his Beats, and we made arrangements so he could have his own headsets. We'll show you the picture on our Facebook page. Thanks, Ben. Good job. You bet. He's going to be one of the stars of the show. It's just a phenomenal story. I love it. Little entrepreneur coming up with that great idea. Benton Stevens is his name. And you know what? We all need to find our inner Benton Stevens here. We need to find a way to help this effort, because you heard Steve Bannon say earlier, this is really going to take a special forces-like approach to building the wall. And we're funding the special forces in this case. The swamp and the government are not able to do it. So it's going to take us. It's going to take the American people. That's how this was built. And, you know, I see tears in the eyes of Border Patrol agents that cannot believe it because, by the way, this has always been a bad area. They've had crossings of 200-plus a day here. Back when they were building the wall, they apprehended Syrians. The construction workers, the foreman, apprehended Syrians. And then called in the Border Patrol to get them. I'm not kidding you. A wall was never built because they said it can't be built. Corps of Engineers, Department of Homeland Security folks told Tommy Fisher, you're going to come down that mountain with your tail between your legs. It's unbelievable. They didn't know about the special forces of the United States of America and the great patriots out there. Like the special forces at Go Wireline. You call, they go. Great place to work, too. GoWireline.com/careers. A lot of experience with those folks. Good North Dakota company. More after this on What's On Your Mind with Senator Kevin Krim.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.